Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There are some elements in our society which seek to create tension between parents and children. Schools which teach sex education often instruct the young people not to tell their parents what is being taught in the classes. If the parents ask their children about the instruction they are receiving, they will not likely receive a straight answer. My friends, any time a school teacher or a youth minister or any other person who works with children and young people attempts to undermine the influence and authority of parents, that person is dangerous and should be vigorously resisted. Parents have a sacred obligation to know what their children are being taught. They must be active in working with those who have responsibility for their children. God will hold them accountable for watching for the souls of their young people. The book of Proverbs, probably more than any other book of the Bible, speaks concerning the duties of parents to children and of children to parents. Solomon wrote by inspiration, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother." Proverbs 1:8. Solomon's use of the expression, "my son," was his way of establishing a kind of parent-child relationship with those for whom he was writing. He wanted his readers to know how vital it was to live by the commands and precepts of their parents. Children are urged to hear the instruction of your father. That does not mean that all fathers have all the answers to all of life's problems. Most fathers know that as well as anyone. But since fathers have lived longer, had more experiences, and hence should have more wisdom, their children should listen to them. Tragically, there are many fathers in our day who could care less about their children's welfare, either physical, mental, or spiritual. I had a mother to tell me this very weekend that her husband is appealing to the court to give up all connections to his son. He wants nothing more to do with the child and does not plan to contribute financially or otherwise to the child's life. This is strong evidence that a man can be involved in the production of a child and not be a real father. Real fathers instruct their children and provide for their well-being. Solomon demands that children in every age forsake not the law of your mother. As I have already indicated, there are fathers who are unwilling to act like real men and take care of their responsibilities to their children. Unfortunately, there are some mothers who fit in that category too. But, generally speaking, mothers seem to have greater concern for their children than many modern fathers. Good mothers, of which there are literally hundreds of thousands, have rules and regulations they enforce in the rearing of their children. Real mothers do not allow their children to mature without teaching, warning, and loving. I was blessed with having a father and a mother who wanted the best for me and worked toward that end. When young people, either boys or girls, listen to the instruction of their fathers and abide by the law of their mother, they shall be an ornament to their heads and chains about their necks. Proverbs 1:9. Parental discipline is not intended to break the child's will, to put him in a straitjacket, figuratively speaking, but to help the child avoid so many pitfalls which characterize our sojourn in this sinful world. Good parents want the best for their children. The young people will live longer and enjoy a more successful life if they will listen to their parents. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Exodus 20:12. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.